Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chad Chambers at the helm. Appreciate his producing. Time to get to a little good news, bad news, which there is every day in sports, but after a weekend, there's always plenty to wade through. All right. So let's get to it.
I got one from the same, one of each from the same game. And
okay,
fair
enough.
Challenge you to challenge me, okay?
All right.
Good news. Miami Gardens, Florida. Dolphins 24, Jets nothing. Rookie quarterback Tua Tagovailoa got into the game and completed his first couple passes as a professional. To me, this, regardless of what you think of the Dolphins or his situation, the best of news to me on an NFL Sunday was Tua getting into the game. And did you see on social, hours after the game was over, Tua is sitting on the 15-yard line in an empty stadium, and I know because of COVID we can't pack. Well, I guess the governor says we can, but the Dolphins are like, no, bro, we're not going to pack this place. But right. If ever there was a time that you would want it packed for a guy that had a potentially career-ending hip injury and a really scary one,
yeah,
you would have wanted the Dolphins fans to – not pay their respects because he's just a rookie, but he finally got into a game and completed his first two passes of his NFL career.
Yeah, it was cool.
Felt
no question about it. And took an otherwise totally uninteresting and forgettable game and made it noteworthy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty good news if you ask me. You're cheering for the guy.
Cheering
for the guy.
I am too. Seems like a good kid, you know, well-spoken, isn't real flashy. There's not a lot of, you know, no-nonsense BS with this guy, or at least not so far. And see him get in the game, I loved it. And in the same game, you had Joe Flacco and the toothless New York Jets.
God, they are abysmal.
That was so gross. And the only thing that really kept the Jets even within shouting distance, honestly, was Ryan Fitzpatrick. He threw two interceptions to kind of, like I said, keep them hanging around. And as closely as I followed it, which was only kind of sorta, I only saw the Jets in the red zone twice. And once was at the very end of the game, like, you know, when the Dolphins were like, just get this over with. Mm-hmm. And they failed on fourth and something at the six or something like that. But they are absolutely putrid. I don't know how much is Adam Gase's fault. I really don't because, I mean, name one skill position guy for the Jets. That's on the active
roster. I like
roster.
Crowder. I mean, Crowder's
He's the guy.
I mean,
he's the only guy.
He's the only guy. Right?
You got Braxton Berrios. You got Frank Gore. You got Chris Herndon. Is he still alive? I'm going through my Rolodex of Jet greats in 2020, and I know the buck stops on Adam Gase's door. And I'm no particular Adam Gase fan, but he basically got into a you-know-whatting contest with Le'Veon Bell, and they got rid of him. And I mean, he wasn't a miracle worker for that offense, but at least, I don't know, felt like a weapon,
right.
You know? And now they got none. So that was good news, bad news in the exact same game.
Now you've got his coordinators taking shots at Gase's offense and – there's infighting.
Why would you put up with that blowhard Greg Williams taking shots at you?
I mean, aren't we about done with Greg Williams? I mean, seriously, aren't we about done? Didn't we get enough of him through the whole New Orleans Saints, you know, bounty gate crap? Yep. I mean, how does this guy, you know, keep crawling out to the light of day? I don't know. Because he certainly, even if he feels the way that he did last week, and for those of you that are wondering what we're talking about here, he made comments, thinly veiled comments, taking swipes at the Jets' offense and
his own
inability
offense
to do this, and how it's hurting his defense.
Yeah,
because you know we're not all in this together. You know, I just don't understand it. I don't understand how this guy's employed.
But on Friday, Greg Williams, who's the DC of the Jets, was asked by a reporter a question that had to do with the defense allowing 32 points per game. Greg Williams said, quote, "It's not a very good number, and a lot of it's not all defensively."
Sure.
And then he was asked to elaborate and then responded, "You'd have to figure it out."
Yeah.
And then Adam Gase is left with, he's having a hard enough time Now he's got to answer questions.
Stunning to me, he still has a job too. But anyway, I mean, they look like they're all in for the Trevor Lawrence sweepstakes. So,
you know,
obviously
you've
given
up
on Sam Darnold. So.
You brought this up earlier, that some people are just better coordinators.
Mm-hmm.
Romeo Crennel would come to mind. You know who else probably was? Is Wade Phillips. For a long time.
No question.
Adam Gase may be that guy. Josh McDaniels looks like he's that guy. Matt Patricia.
No. Boy, you're talking about a lot of former Patriots there.
Bill Belichick doesn't have magic pixie dust that he sprinkles over these guys' heads. Bill O'Brien. Wasn't he a former Patriot
no
guy?
No kidding. Sure. Of course.
Yeah. But
Charlie Weiss.
Yep.
I mean, you know, seriously, I mean, you go, it's amazing, it's stunning the lack of head coaching success that has been born from the Patriots. I mean, you got Flores in
Miami
right now that might be the outlier. Mm-hmm. I mean, what are they, 3-3?
3-3 now.
Yeah, so there you go. So we don't have the full Monty on Brian Flores yet, but at least he's a .500 coach this year.
And getting back to, we don't need to turn this into Jet talk, but I do want to say something about something you brought up and giving up on Sam Darnold. What has he ever had?
Nothing.
Then
nothing.
I feel bad for the guy.
Yes.
And they're protecting him from himself by running Joe Flacco out there after he hurt himself against the Broncos. But who and what has he ever had? He's got to be with his palms to the sky going, well, what do you want me to do? You know?
And it drives his value down. But wouldn't you do? I don't know. I mean, it depends where you were. But Sam Darnold is a guy that I wouldn't give up on.
Yeah, and that kind of begs the question, would you want Sam Darnold quarterbacking your team?
Yeah, that becomes the question.
Like, whoever it is, take him out of New York, would you want him quarterbacking your team? I think he'd be capable of it.
I think that there are teams that would their fans that would probably say, yeah, bring him in. Let's go. So
instead of, like, okay, what if Sam Darnold was the backup to Dak Prescott? Would they be better off or feel better? I'm talking about the fan base, you know.
Yeah.
Like, would you feel okay with Sam Darnold quarterbacking America's team for the rest of the season?
Well, I mean, are you going to feel okay with Andy Dalton?
Well, that's what I'm saying. More so than him?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so, too.
I do.
Dalton, I think, will be fine, but he's going to have his games – don't you feel?
Yes.
Where he'll pass for about 195 yards, one touchdown, and two interceptions, and they end up getting beat because they don't have
Darnold can still be a playmaker. I think that Dalton will be much more a game manager.
And they probably will make him be one. All right, let's turn and hand it to Zeke 25 times and see what happens.
Well, why wouldn't you?
Well,
right?
That's why you paid him all the money to start with.
Of course.
But when it comes to the Cowboys this year, though, their defense has been a sieve.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
So, I mean, you try to stay committed to the run, but you also have to get back in the game. And dude had to throw it 50 times three games in a row, I think. I don't think I'm exaggerating. I mean, that's hard to win that way. And now, now he's gone. And now we'll see how many times Andy Dalton is forced to throw for the rest of the season, because now that's his team. All right, that was a kind of a convoluted good news, bad news, but whatever.
It happens sometimes.
It does. It does.
Yeah, I mean, it.
We
it
had
does,
two but... legit ones. We had Tua and the Jets. That's good news and bad news. So
it is.
We stayed true to the segment, kind of. All right, coming up next, and a reminder, Chiefs on KNSS 98.7 and 1330 at 3 o'clock this afternoon on our sister station, KNSS, where you're home for the Chiefs. And we'll have Dan Israel, hopefully, tomorrow to talk about it, as we normally do on a Tuesday. Coming up next, though, it is Superior Rents segment. That's on this day. Your rental equipment headquarters brings it to you. They're at 21st and Ridge. We'll find out what happened on October 19th throughout the course of sports history. That's straight ahead.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.